So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the wife's obligation lehenik espena to nurse her child. The Gemara says that when he emers lehenik v'hu emer shaloi lehenik, if she wants to nurse the child and he does not want her to nurse the child, shayim in law tsara didahu, we follow her wishes because tsara didahu, refraining from nursing will cause her pain. However, when hu emer lehenik v'hi emer shaloi lehenik, he wants her to nurse the child and she does not want to nurse the child. Depends. If hu archa v'hi archa, both the husband's and wife's family members nurse their children, she's compelled lehenik. However, if lav orcha, shaymala, her family members do not nurse, she's not compelled lehenik. And even if hi archa v'hu lav orche, her family members do nurse, but his family members do not nurse, she is not compelled lehenik, and she follows his family's practices. Because oyli imoy v'eni yiradis imoy. Wife upgrades to her husband's practices, but she does not downgrade to her husband's practices. As an allusion to this halacha, Rav Huna cites a pasuk in the Torah referring to Sara Imenu. V'hi bu'ulas bal. The word bu'ulas can be understood as aliyah to upgrade and teaches baliyasa shel bal v'loy b'yirdasa shel bal. Rav Elazar cites another pasuk referring to Chava. Ki hi ha'isa im kol chai. She was the mother for all humanity. The word chaim means life and teaches l'chaim nitna v'loy l'tzar nitna. Marriage is for the purpose of life to improve her situation and not when this also causes distress. The previous Mishnah taught malachis she'isha eis labala. The seven tasks which a woman must perform for her husband are techenes, she grinds the grain, v'oifes, she bakes the bread, u'machabeses, she washes the clothing, mevashelas, she cooks the food, u'menikes b'na, she nurses her child, matzas lahamita, she prepares his bed, v'oise b'tzemer, she makes the wool. The Mishnah continues, however, hechnis loy shivcha achas, loy techenes, v'loy oife, v'loy mechabeses. If she provides one maidservant, she is exempt from the first three tasks. However, hashara avda, she is not exempt from the remaining tasks. Because tircha ledidi ulidida, kameididach mantarach. The shivcha is not capable of fulfilling all the tasks adequately for three people. Shtayim, ein mevashelas ve'imenikes b'na. If she provides two shvachis, she is also exempt from the next two tasks. However, hashara avda. Although tarchi lekulu, two shvachas are capable of fulfilling the tasks for all, themselves, the husband and his wife, however, kame orchi uparchi mantarch, the shvachas are not capable of fulfilling the tasks for the guests. Shalosh, ein matzas lo hamita ve'ein oise b'tzemer. If she provides three shvachas, she is exempt from all her tasks. However, hashara avda, she is still obligated to do dvarm ketanim, small tasks, for example, running errands. Although tarchi lekulu ula archi parchi, however nafesh b'nei beisa nafesh orchi parchi, the shvachas are not capable in fulfilling the tasks for the increased number of guests in a larger household. Arba yeshiv b'katedra. If she provides four shvachas, she can remain seated on her couch, and she is exempt even from dvarim ketanim. Although nafesh b'nei beisa nafesh orchi parchi, however arba kiven the nefesh lohu misayin adadi. The four shvachas are capable of fulfilling the tasks for all by helping each other. The Gemara qualifies. Ava bisha amu yeshevis bekatedra, ava mezeges lakais, umetzas laisamita, umachetz lipanim yodib raglav. Although she is exempt from all the tasks, she must nevertheless mix his wine, prepare the bed, and wash his face, hand, and feet. Because these tasks are der chiba, they promote affection. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afele chenis loy meya shvachis, Kaifa lasas b'tzemer. Rabbi Elazar disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that even when she provides 100 shvachis, she must perform the chore of producing wool. Shabatolo mevil dezima, because idleness brings about znus. Similarly, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loimer, afa madras ish de melasas malacha yitziv yitn ksuba. Shimon Gamliel says that a husband who made a neder restricting his wife from performing any work must divorce her and pay her ksuba. Shabatolo mevil ledeshimu, because idleness brings about insanity. The Gemara says that there is a distinction between these two reasons when the metalala b'guraisa kinyasa v'nardesher. She engages in recreational activities. There is no concern for shimum because she is somewhat occupied. However, there is concern for znos because she is not fully occupied. Zak the Mishnah. Hamadres ish de mitashma shamita. Beshame aimim shtei shabbosis. If a husband made a neder, a vow, restricting himself from cohabiting with his wife, Beshame say that if the neder was for up to 2 weeks, they wait until the neder lapses. The Gemara explains, because Gamri Miya led this nekeva. Beshame compared to a woman who gave birth to a girl, who is prohibited for 2 weeks, because midi duhu garmla, midi duhu garmla. Both neder and yeledis are caused by the husband. Basila imrim Shabbos achas. Basila disagree and say that only if the neder was for up to 1 week do they wait until the neder lapses, because minida gamri. Basila compare it to a nida who is prohibited for 1 week, because midi deshriach, midi deshriach. Both neder and nida are frequent occurrences. However, as Rashi writes, if it was for more than 1 week, or more than 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, he must divorce her and pay her ksuba because the pasuk states, v'inasa le'igra, a husband may not deprive his wife from timely cohabitation. Amar Rav, machlekes b'mefarish, aval b'stam, divrei hakol yoytzi la'altar v'in ksuba. They only disagree when he specified a time limit for the neder. However, they both agree when he did not specify a time limit that he must divorce her immediately and pay her ksuba. Shmuel amar, afil b'stam name yantin, shemiyim tzepesach l'nidre. Shmuel disagrees and says that even when he did not specify a time limit, we wait 1 or 2 weeks respectively because he may find an opening to annul the nether.